This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I cannot contemplate covering for anyone who'd be committing those sort of acts against any child, especially your own. And now I know we can get into the conversation of, well, it's a pattern of abuse and she's fearing him. And I don't care. I don't care. I mean, if you're being abused too, that's horrible. You're still a parent. This is your innocent child. If you know that something is going on, there should be no reason whatsoever to be covering for this person, no matter what. And I do find it extremely hard to believe, if not nearly impossible, that she is completely clueless on this. Unless she has a one hell of an ability to just stick her head in the sand and say, la, 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 and not be present in her daughter's life. But from what we understand, what she said, you know, it sounds like they had or at least she wants to present to the public that they had a fairly close relationship, and that Maddie comes to her and talks about boyfriends and this and that. I do wonder how close that relationship really truly was.
I totally agree, Tony. It just doesn't make any plausible sense. And like I said, in terms of just historical sense of cases, it just doesn't happen. The mom typically knows, especially this isn't some sort of 10,000 square foot mansion where they all lived in different parts of the house. This is something that would have been happening right under the nose. You know what it reminds me of a little bit, Tony? Kayla Montgomery.
Yeah.
And I say this because I think it is very plausible and feasible that this mom was controlled. But let's look at the history in terms of Stefan, at least based on what others are saying that went to school with him, or I shouldn't say school, that knew him growing up because they were both homeschooled. This person that's coming out and speaking, right? Saying he actually, and this is gross, collected his own semen in a bottle, carried it around. Okay, that is weird. Window peeped on this person's mother and got caught, and actually almost got shot by the father because, you know, he didn't know it was somebody he knew until he approached him.
If only he was a better shot.
Well, at the time I was listening to this friend of the past speak, I thought, geez, maybe a little 13-year-old life could be saved.
Yeah.
But it's just, this guy, by all accounts, was really weird. And actually, I think we're going to see other people come out of the woodwork to talk about him, other relationships. I think there's going to be a lot that ends up coming out.
I agree. I think that this is going to run really deep. And I find it hard to believe that this is his only victim. I'm guessing we'll find more of that as well. Going back to Jen's interview, the one with Fox 35, there was a moment in there. And this, to me, it was one of the more telling sections of it. She was asked about looking for her daughter, because at the time she was missing. We didn't know she was dead, or at least the public didn't know. And asked, are you going to go out? Are you going to look? What's going on right now? And her response was, no, I'm waiting by the phone, as if it's 1994 and we only have landlines. I question if she even has a landline. Like, why would you not be on the ground searching for your daughter? But even more so when it was said, they're looking over in this area that's wooded by the river, and they have a piece of her clothing and dogs are searching. Her response is, yeah, I don't think they're going to find anything there. Why would you not be like, look everywhere, anywhere in any place, under every rock and cranny and crevice and culvert? Who says, I don't think they're going to find anything there?
Oh, let me answer that for you. A person that knows she isn't there.
Exactly. Exactly.
And she's somewhere else. That whole conversation was how she responded, her responses, everything about her demeanor showed to me somebody he already knew what happened.
Yeah.
That's how I took that whole conversation.
Did they plan their response, you think, of, okay, here's a story we're going to peddle, and they're just really, really bad actors?
Well, he was certainly a bad actor. They really took two different approaches.
Yeah.
He was the sad, never made eye contact, never saw a tear, acting That's how I took it. And then she actually was trying to talk, I think, more in a, I don't know, presenting some sort of reasoning behind her actions and engaging more in the questions as opposed to an emotional response. So I don't know if it was particularly planned. I think it was just their different approach to responding to a circumstance they already knew the answers to.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. It's just disturbing that that could continue on. And there was footage, especially if they both knew that she was dead, which it does appear that way. Again, neither of them, or she hasn't been charged. He's been charged as of right now with what was found on his phone. But them hugging and holding each other through this, if you knew that he killed your daughter, how are you sitting there hugging him? Or did she not know? Or is she still oblivious to this, or has her head in the sand and thinks something else happened? Or maybe there was an accident of some sort. And then, oh God, we got to play this role so we don't get in deeper trouble for abusing our child.
Well, I think you sum it up well, and then add to it, Kayla Montgomery, I'm going to refer to her when she says on the stand words to the effect, I still love him. Yeah. Or I still want to be with him, or something like that. These people put their own personal, you know, the attention they seek, the quote unquote love they have, the relationship they have with that other person, well ahead of the children that are involved in their relationships. And I think we're seeing that again with her reactions and her responses. It was hard to watch, Tony. You know, I just tried to take notes and write down the words that were said and how they contradicted. But the overall feel was they didn't care a lick about Madeline Soto.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.